Brad Davison, morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, Loz. Morning, everyone.
What a day. Day one of the championships. What was your win of the day?
Oh, I have to be Nature Strip, guys. He was outstanding, wasn't he, in the TJ. We saw him back to his brilliant best. He just had sustained speed to be able to just cruise at that tempo and just put him away, really, doesn't he, between the 4 and the 200-metre mark. That's where he wins his races. He's just able to produce that sectional that just doesn't allow those horses from the back of the field to get into the race. And it was game over pretty quickly in the straight, and at his best, he's definitely still the best sprinter in the world, no doubt.
What did you make of NMO on the weekend in the size? Just blew them away and obviously ran a great second in the Golden Slip. I want to put it on you, Dave, in 12 months' time, tell me a type of race that NMO will be winning and how good will he be?
Well, it'd be fascinating to see if he can really progress through to the race like the Cox Plate in the spring. We know he looks like he's going to get a trip, no doubt about that. He's bred to get probably 2,000 metres as well, and we saw how dominant he was there in the size on the weekend. And look, he just looks like he's going to appreciate 1,600 and even further beyond that. So he could be a real sort of Cox Plate smoky for the three-year-olds in the spring. They're obviously a two-year-old now, but will turn three-year-old by the spring. So he might be one to keep an eye on there. He looks a real horse of the future. And I even think, guys, just stay inside. If they decided to go to that race on the weekend, I don't think you would have got near Animo personally. So I think they did the right thing there and went to the paddock with him because Animo was just in a different league there on the weekend.
What about the ride of the day?
Yeah, I have to go to Jamie Carr, guys. I mean, never ridden at Randwick before Saturday. We know her dominance in Victoria, but just tracked Mugatu everywhere he went there on Cascadian on the weekend, pulled off. He's back at the perfect time, particularly when Mugatu wasn't really going to feature that last couple of hundred metres. He was a bit disappointing there on the weekend, but might have been a little bit overplayed by the market all the same. But look, great to see Jamie get that win in Sydney, that G1 win, and she's a superstar, no doubt about that. Tremendous ride and in such a big race as well.
What horses are we following out of that meeting?
Yeah, I think there's a few there, Loz. The Irishman to start with. I thought his run was good in the Carbine Club. It was a race where the backmarkers were all involved in the finish and he was the only on-pace runner who'd still be there at the finish. I think he's just looking for a bit further now. So 1,800, 2,000 metres, I think you can stick with him, the Irishman. Mars Crusader, he was outstanding in the TJ. He really stamped himself as a genuine Group 1 horse for mine there on the weekend. I know he was dominant in Group 1 grade before, but that was his first big performance in a Group 1, really. And now he stamped himself. He was outstanding from the back. He just got held up a touch and missed the start, but he was very strong through the line. And 1,400 next time out, look out for him. And Zaki, the other one for me, guys, he should have been in the finish of the Doncaster. Had absolutely no luck whatsoever. Only got out 200 metres from home and flashed home there in the Donny. The import having its Aussie debut. Gee, it was an outstanding run in the Doncaster.
And who are we forgiving?
Yeah, there's a few there, Jared. High Supremacy had no luck earlier in the day. There's been an inquiry opened in the ride there, but had no luck whatsoever. Bailey's and Tara Jasmine both caught bad checks in the Country Championships final and basically didn't recover after that. Darling Diamond pulled out 2 out of 5 lame in the Adrian Knox. Collide pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia in the staying race. And Yaletown 2 out of 5 lame. Libertini needs it dry. And Aegon, the other one there, had no luck in the Doncaster. Only got out 200 metres from home and actually found the line okay. So a few forgive runs there from the weekend as well.
Starting to look forward to day two of the championships and the Queen Elizabeth, etc. this week, Davo. Thanks so much.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. Good week weather-wise as well. It's going to help very elegant, you would think, against the day.